Hallelujah,
in our Lord Jesus' holy name, we start evening service here.
我家小孩有时候说要训练他去买东西。
Told my son that we will train him to do shopping for me.
那有时候早餐第一次差孩子去买面包。
First time I sent him out to purchase a loaf of bread.
那面包店就在对面不远的地方。
The bakery is just across the street, not far away.
第一次猜那个最大的小孩五岁多。
The first time I sent my 5 years old to cross street to purchase the loaf bread.
事先都替他准备好。
Prepare everything for him.
一个购物袋背着。
And he got put on his knapsack.
钱算好。
And give him the exact change.
右手是买牛角面包。
On the right hand side, he's for croissant.
左手是买小面包。
The money in his left hand is for the rolls.
好，准备好让他去了。
So once he all prepared, he depart.
小大人就躲在那个窗户偷偷看，看他怎么走去。
As we hide behind the curtain, look through the window to watch his every move.
又看他怎么回来。
And saw he went and back.
还是让他按个门铃，假装不知道再去开门。
Also let him ring the bell and wait for a second, and then open the door for him.
要差小孩子去买面包，就是这么样，替他准备袋子，替他准备钱。
And in order to send our children out, we prepare the knapsack, prepare for the money for him.
但是两三次之后，你就不管他了，他自己叫他说去钱箱拿钱，自己去拿袋子了，他就接下来自己会做了。
After 2-3 times later, he's well trained. He can find the money and phone the money box and grab the bag and off he went.
我们都是神的工人。
We all the workers of God.
神差遣我们来服侍他的人。
God has sent us to serve his men.
神一定会给我们装备。
That he will equip us well for.
我们阿爸父绝对不会叫我们空手去打老虎啊。
Our Father in heaven will not send us with two fists and fight against a tiger.
我们阿爸父绝对不会让你空手去买面包，不给你一毛钱。
Neither will he to let you empty-handed to purchase a bread.
世上人常常称那些有特殊才能的人是这么来形容他们。
Oftentimes we call those people have a special skill as follows.
说这个人真有两把刷子。
This is a very skillful person.
世上有一把刷子就已经可以过生活了。
And many people live in this world with mediocre skill.
但是他有两把刷子。
And this person extremely skillful.
有两把刷子的人其实也不多。
Not only few people in this world have this kind of skill.
这两把刷子是他练出来的。
And this skill set is by years of training.
是他以自己的才华为基础所锻炼出来的。
They based on their own talent and continued training to achieve that level.
有两把刷子的人常常是很有自信心的人。
And this kind of skill-based personality is normally to provide extreme confidence.
他做起事来随心应手。
They can do anything with ease.
左右逢源。
They can do anything without wrong.
他一手一把刷子
and as he carry out the task by himself,
他挥右手
he can manipulate the things on his right hand.
这把刷子刷过来
as he's moved forward and care for things.
他挥动左手
and he can manipulate his talent on his left hand.
那把刷子刷过来
he can move things the right way.
刷来刷去
as he move forward and backward,
在这个社会上刷出了地位、权力。
That he has built himself the reputation and fame and status in this world.
刷出他的那个事业的王国来。
That he created the empire of his career.
那如果同工们
brother, sister,
如果大家都把他在社会上的两把刷子带到教会来。
If we all carried our skill sets from the society that we live in to the church,
大家都在教会里面拼命刷了。
They are expressing our personal talent here and there.
那这个教会是怎么样呢？
What kind of church this will be?
同工们，
my co-workers.
有时候我们来服侍神。
If for time to time we come here to serve our Lord.
我们好像说，我没有刷子。
We often so humble say I have no skill.
我在社会上没有什么地位。
I'm humble, so I have no place in this world.
我口才不好。
I'm short of talent and speech.
站讲台发抖，像我现在一样。
I stood on the pulpit and I shake like a leaf.
但是因为没有。
Because we don't have.
所以你感觉又看到别人好像有才能，刷来刷过去。
And we saw others very skillful. They can move as they wish.
看着人又羡慕又嫉妒。
We so admire them, at the same time, we kind of envy you.
看看自己的手。
And look at our hands.
只是两把空气。
Just hold on to fistful of air.
有时候手一摊，算了。
Sometimes we just giving up.
但是我们在服侍神的时候。
As we serve in front of the Lord.
其实神不要我们在这边那个耍你的两把刷子了。
We should realize that God do not want us to exhibit our personal talents.
神要给我们的是两根硬硬的杖。
What the Lord want to give us is two stiff staff.
神既然从世界上把我们召出来。
God had called us out of this world.
我们现在是他的见证人。
We are the witnesses of him.
我们是他的门徒。
We are his disciples.
其实神早给我们的两个杖。
Now God already given us the two steps that we can realize.
何况我们现在又是神的工人。
Let alone now we've been appointed as his workers.
这两根杖牢早在我们手里了。
These two steps we hold on to it for a long time.
这就是摩西的杖跟亚伦的杖。
These are the staff of Moses and the staff of Aaron.
今晚上我们就以这个摩西的杖跟亚伦的杖在这边来查考。
Tonight we'd like to share the teachings about the staff of Moses and the staff of Aaron.
在看摩西的杖之前，我们先来看看摩西。
Before we take a look at the staff of Moses, let's take a look at Moses.
这故事我们都很熟悉。
We all well familiar with the story about Moses.
在他得到他的杖之前，我们来想想他这个人。
Let's reflect before he received his staff.
他出生在一个很特殊的环境之下。
He lived in a very unique circumstances.
他生出来差点没命。
Once he was born, he almost get killed.
希伯来书第十章说，因为他父母的信，让他的生命有一个扭转。
And Hebrews chapter 12 pointed out because the faith of his parents, his life was turned around.
因为父母的信，要死的人变成不死了。
Because of his parents' faith, a condemned man giving a life.
但三个月之后，爸爸妈妈也保不住他的生命了。
But after 3 months, his parents cannot keep him secret.
这时候是法老的女儿来救他的命。
But at that very moment, the daughter of Pharaoh saved his life.
法老女儿说：“我是从水里把他拉上来的。
”For the daughter of Pharaoh claimed that I would draw him out of water.
在他的生命里面又是一个大的转变。
So that is a major turning point in his young life.
他从一个奴隶的家进到了王宫。
He came from a household slave, entered the palace of king.
我们知道四十年。
We know he dwelt there for 40 years.
圣经记载说摩西长大了。
The Bible records Moses grew.
也因着信长大。
He grew based on his faith.
我们来看那个使徒行传第七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
很多人都在长大。
Many of us are growing.
甚至有人长在王宫里面。
Some of us are even growing in the palace.
像我们长在美丽的美国一样。
Just like we live in this beautiful land, the United States.
美国嘛。
Other country call this country a beautiful land.
但是不要把美国想成美丽的天国。
Then we should not be confused. This is not a beautiful heaven we want to be.
他生下来了。
Moses was born.
四十年过去。
40 years passed.
他四十年做什么？
What have he done in the 40 years?
我们看二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
他在这四十年里面学了埃及人一切的学问。
In the 40 years, he have learned all the knowledge of Egyptians.
幸好那时候他没有来美国。
Luckily, he wasn't in the United States at that time.
那他美国的话，糟了，学不了什么。
If he arrived in the United States, he may not learn anything.
他那时候是在埃及，那时候是全世界的文明啊。
At that time,
集中的地方。
He dwelt in Egypt, which is the focal point of intellect.
当时的埃及就等于现在的美国一样。
At that time, the Egyptian is as glorious as the United States today.
这是轮流转的了。
It's the rotation of civilization.
他学了一切的学问。
That he have learned all the knowledge of mankind.
他满腹经纶。
That he full with all the technique and skill.
他储存了很多的原料。
He has stored many resources in his mind.
但是圣经接下来要说。
But Bible continues to state that.
说他说话行事多有才能。
That He was powerful in speech and action.
说话形式好像两把刷子一样。
His speech and his action just like his two unique skills.
刷出了他可以刷出他内心的学问，刷出他满腹的经纶。
That he painted out all his knowledge he possessed and all his ability in hands.
有人很有很大学问。
Many of those people have great intellect.
但是没有表达的刷子。
But they lack the talent to express them.
他四十年。
40 years.
有内涵。
This person have depth.
有管道。
He has the avenue to express.
原本可以刷出他美丽的人生。
In theory, he can paint a glorious future for himself.
但是他是在信仰中长大的。
But he was grew up in faith.
他也应该是在信仰中学习这些的。
So did he learn through faith?
学了埃及的一切学问，说话才那个形式多有才能，这是在当时对他来讲是应该是对的。
At that time, he educated well, and for all the wisdom in Egypt, and was possessed power in speech and action. At that time, is fitting for him.
也是成为摩西的开始。
It also the beginning of becoming a Moses.
把他的一切学问，并把他拿走，就不是摩西了。
If the knowledge of the Egyptians was removed from him, he no longer Moses that we know.
但是有一切学问的摩西，也不是圣经最后的摩西了。
However, possess all the wisdom of Egypt, the Moses is not the Moses of describing the Bible either.
这是一个过程。
It's merely a process.
但是没有这个过程，走不过。
If there is not went through such process, we don't have that end result.
23节之下我们看到。
Verse 23 and onwards state that.
他内心中起要去看他的弟兄。
In his mind, he decided to visit his fellow brothers.
他真的是有同胞爱。
He truly loved his brothers.
有热爱同胞生命的赤诚。
He has firmly desired to love his brothers.
罗马书第九章第一节到第三节，保罗的心胸也是等于他现在的心境。
Romans chapter 9 verse 1 through 3 is that what Paul had felt merely the image of what Moses had felt.
我们再念下去。
As we continue read.
他去看他弟兄。
As he visits his brothers.
他看的那些人其实是一群奴隶啊。
Why he visited our bunch of slaves.
做苦工被人家欺负的那群人有什么好看的，要不是看动物园。
They merely labors being chastised by the slave masters. What good to see.
他真的内心有那一份执着，有那一份爱心。
Truly and honestly in his heart, he had that kind of love.
他的爱心化成了正义的拳头。
And his love turned into fist of justice.
把欺负的那个人打死了。
He killed the person that mistreated his fellow man.
他是为了保护那个他的同伴。
He attempted to protect his fellow man.
打死那个强势欺人的埃及人。
He killed the person who overruled them.
我们看25节。
Reverse 25.
25节是记载他这些行动的动力在哪里。
He recorded the motivation why he did so.
动力是什么？
What is his motivation?
他心里想
that he thought.
神是借着他的手来做这件事情。
That God has used his hand to fulfill his promise.
他是有感动的。
He had been moved.
他是有自信的。
He had the confidence.
他把自信化成信仰的理念。
That he turned his confidence into an action.
他这时候也应该对他来讲是尊神为大的。
At that moment in his heart, he also honored God as great.
他是也是有才能的，并且有能力的，并且有条件的。
He has talent, he has ability, and he knows his condition.
他是有心做的。
He's willing to offer.
他也有一颗愿做的心。
He has a willing heart to fulfill.
他也看到当时的实际情况。
He also observed the overall situation that time.
他看到那些被欺负的人。
He saw his brother being oppressed.
他做这些事跟你跟我，我们来到这里一样，是不是为了求名、求利、求地位的？
He did all this just like you and me to come to this place, not for fame, not for glory, not for social status.
你想他的动机不纯吗？
Can you argue that he has impure motive?
他没有牺牲的精神吗？
Can we argue that he doesn't have a willingness to sacrifice?
他为了什么呢？
What he asked for then?
圣经 很明白记着他是为了神的百姓。
According to the Bible, it's clear to record that he's doing so is for the people of God.
但是他奉献所换来的是什么？
But what is his return of his justice?
我们再念下去就知道。
As we continue to read the following passages.
49节。
Verse 29.
他换来的是逃走寄居。
Now what he exchanged for is a fleeing and dwelling in a foreign land.
他准备四十年。
After 40 years of preparations,
我们绝对不可以轻视他这40年来的励志。
We should not discount the determination that he had made during that 40 years.
也不能否定他这40年来想为神做工的心志。
Nor deny his willingness to work for the Lord during that 40 years.
这40年来的心愿，现在他一天就把它呈现出来。
The will and determination of 40 years displayed in one day.
但是他还只侍奉一天啊。
However, he only be able to serve one day.
他出去看。
He went.
打死。
And killed.
就那么一天而已。
Merely one day.
隔天他就跑了。
Next morning, he fled.
四十年的准备。
40 years of preparation.
一天的侍奉。
Burst in a one day service.
得到的成果是什么？
What is the result?
打死一个人。
Kill one.
这是他的侍奉。
That's his service.
他是用两把刷子刷出，要想刷出神的国。
That he had tried to use a world skill base, tried to paint out, brush out God's kingdom.
这是他两把刷子的侍奉。
That's his skill based service.
这是一种血气的侍奉。
It's merely a service through flesh.
他自以为的侍奉。
It's also service I thought.
二十五节是他自以为，他以为是这样子，这种信念很强。
Just like the verse 25 says, I thought. That's have a very strong, powerful.In thoughts in his mind and belief.
在这里，他是真正的发挥他自我潜力的一种释放。
And he's truly live up to his potential as serve.
那结果是什么？
For what reason?
逃走。
Merely ran away.
逃得好远。
Far away he ran.
逃到再逃了四十年。
As he exiled for another 40 years.
在这四十年里面，他的心已经冷了。
In that exile, 40 years, his heart cooled down.
我们看出埃及记第二章二十一节。
If we turn to Exodus chapter 2, verse 21.
他在这里已经没有什么事业心了。
At that moment in his life, he had no ambitions.
这时候他真的把世界看透了，看破了。
Now he has the see through the world and feel no value at all.
他一直跑到米甸。
He ran
路也蛮长的。
He ran a long way into the wilderness of Midian.
在跑的时候，他的热心完全冷淡了。
During this journey, his firmest heart cools off.
二十一节这边告诉我们，他甘心与那牧羊人家同住。
And verse 21 told us Moses agreed to stay with the man who shepherd.
男的跑到女家。
A man dwelled in the girl's house.
以当时来讲是入赘了，就是算了，我就把自己卖掉了。
At that time, he's married into the girl's family.Basically, sell himself to the family. As Isaac did not run to Rebecca's home, but Moses agreed to dwell under others.
四十年
he lived with them for 40 years.
四十年之后，你再看他第三章第一节。
After 40 years, he would read chapter 3, verse 1.
四十年之内，他连有自己的属于自己的一只羊都没有。
After the 40 years, he had no sheep under his name.
他还是在牧羊。四十年来，他一直在牧羊他岳父的羊啊，他一只羊都没有啊。
40 years, he's still shepherding the flock of his father-in-law.
四十年里面，他用他生出来的第一个儿子，把他的心境描写出来。
During this 40 years, he described his mental image through the naming of his son.
他把他儿子取作格顺，第二章二十二节。
He named his son Gershon in the chapter 2, verse 22.
格顺的意思，圣经特别记载说是在外邦地做了寄居的。
The Bible special record the meaning of Gershon says, I have become an alien in a foreign land.
在外邦地做了寄居的。
An alien in a foreign land.
这跟亚伯兰他们寄居的不一样，你可以比较一下，他们寄居的观念不一样。
This is different concept.Regarding dwelling in the foreign lands as Abraham did.
亚伯兰他们是在应许地当寄居的。
While Abraham was being a foreigner in a foreign land, the land was the promised land to him.
他不是在外邦地当寄居。
He's not the alien that residing in a foreign land.
他曾经爱过的那批人，他现在跟他们离得远远的。
And those people most loved once, he now he far away.
他可以用自己生命为他们死的那批人，他现在看也不看，听也不听，想也不想。
That he put those people that once upon a time he willing die for out of his mind.
他真的过着白云悠悠、旷野羊群的生活。
So to truly live a life separate himself from the world, marry a shepherd.
到这个时候，我们可以把他的侍奉做一个总结。
At this moment, we pretty much can conclude his service to the Lord as following.
像我们也不是在，我们也是在侍奉啊。
Aren't we also serve?
我们也是想说我们为神出力啊。
Aren't we try to be a part of God's work?
到这时候的摩西。
At this moment, Moses.
他一生是四十年的准备。
He has spent 40 years in preparation.
一天的侍奉。
Provide one day of service.
打死一个人。
He killed one oppressor.
跑了。
And fled.
接下来是四十年的隔离，跟侍奉的工厂，跟侍奉的场地隔离。
And 40 years separation for the field of work.
在这样情况之下。
Under this condition.
神亲自来了。
God appeared to him.
这就是我们大家都很熟悉的荆棘当中的火焰，神向他显现。
This is everyone's very familiar verse of the flame appear in the bushes.
对神来讲，这是很痛苦的时刻。
In God's mind, it's a painful moment.
荆棘是作主之下的产物。
A thorn is the product of curse.
火是熬炼的。
Flame is trials.
神借着这样的一个景象，画出他的声音。
Through this image, God expressed His sound.
从荆棘的火焰中传出神的信息。
That through the flame within the bush, God expressed His message to Moses.
在荆棘火焰中表达了神的心境。
Through this flame in the bushes, God expressed His mental image.
这表达了神热心又刺痛的情感。
That He felt pricked and His ferment.
因为接下来神一直在讲啊。
For God continued repeated that.
百姓的痛苦我看见了。
That I have seen the pain of my people.
我听见了。
I have heard their voice.
我下去救了。
I will send people to save them.
百姓的哀哭，他神看在眼里，是痛在心里。
The cry of Israel, God has listened and heard in His heart.
神的呼召又把摩西的生命又转了一转。
The calling of God has made another turning point out of Moses' life.
神来召他。
God called him.
这时候已经四十年，他还再不想这件事情呢。
It's been 40 years that he have put all this behind his mind.
他已经甘心住下来了。
That he determined to live a peaceful life.
他可能是全世界最无争的人了。四十年来争不到一只羊，这样的人真是与世无争的了。
At that time, he probably is the most peaceful person in the whole world, for he did not argue for any piece of possession at all through 40 years.
我们还记得那个雅各为他舅舅牧羊的故事吗？
If we all remember Jacob being a shepherd for his uncle.
他还不到四十年，二十年就两队人回来了。
Even not reached 40 years, merely 20 years, he gained a huge property.
摩西旷野牧羊四十年，圣经还是说他还是牧羊别的人的羊啊，自己都没有羊。
According to the Bible, after 40 years being a shepherd, Moses still shepherding his other people's flock.
在兵养心地的当中。
And this gives this the particular mentality that we can observe.
神在荆棘火焰当中又向他显现了。
That God appeared to him through the flame in the bushes.
接下来，他就是跟神的对话。
Continue on where is the conversation between Moses and God.
因为神的呼召是这么强烈。
For calling of God is so strong.
对他内心的震撼应该很强烈的。
It provides a strong shock through his heart.
所以接下来，他跟神有五回合的对话。
So there is a five back and forth conversations.
他第一个反应。
The first reaction.
出埃及记第三章第十一节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 11.
摩西第一个对神说：“我是什么人？”
And Moses answered God, "Who am I?"
他是对自己的了解重新的。
He had to reevaluate who he is.
他不是拒绝神。
He did not refuse God.
我们不能很简单的就说他拒绝神的呼召。
We cannot merely brush it away. He say he refused the calling of God.
我们常常没有问说我是什么人。
Oftentimes we did not ask who I am.
我们常常拿着两把刷子教会就刷来刷去了。
Oftentimes we base our own personal talent and express throughout the church's work.
你是用什么来刷呢？
What kind of talent have you used?
是因为你在公司里面当董事长的身份来刷呢？
Are you using your talent because you were the president of the company?
还是你是在电脑公司当总经理的那个职分来刷呢？
Or you are a general manager of a computer company, you express your talent in that fashion.
还是你什么事？你是一个文学家、音乐家，用你的那个头脑来刷呢？
Or you use your great talent being an artist or the intellect.
他像神，他自己这样问我是什么人。
But he did ask, who am I?
神给他答案。
God did give him the answer.
神给他答案是说你是神同在的人。
Now he did, God told him, you are the man that God abide with.
但是这样的答案他还不是很满意，不是他有这个条件还不是完全满意，还不是结束。
With this answer, Moses did not give up.
他知道自己是谁。
He truly know who he is.
他是神同在的人。
He is a man that God will abide with.
接下来他要认识神。
Then he want to know who God is.
所以第二问，第二回合他问说，你叫什么名字？
And the next question he asked, what is your name?
他问到了神的本质啊。
He asked for the true nature of the essence of God.
拜托他没有拒绝神啊。
And he did not refuse God.
他只是在问神，你是谁？他这个一问呢，问下了千年以来在讲神观一定要提到神的这次的回答。
And this is a question he asked for thousands of years. If we talk about who God is, we have to ask the same question.
在讲神观绝对不会逃过，没有办法逃过这一节经节。
You want to talk about the divine nature of God? This verse always there.
所以他的问是千年的问。
So his question is a thousand years question.
认识神。
To know God.
认识神的本质。
To know the essence of God.
神回答他。
God did reply him.
他说你叫什么名字？他问神。
He asked God, what is your name?
神给他答案是我是自由拥有的神。
God replied Moses, I am who I am.
神自己向他介绍，神从来没有向一个人介绍出他的本质像这个样子这么明白的。
In the whole human history, God never explained himself to a man in such a plain language.
第三回合。
Third back and forth.
就进到我们的摩西的帐来了。
It's entered the obstacle that Moses had.
第四章
Verse 4.
摩西还是说
Moses replied again.
他知道自己，知道神，现在他也知道别人。
Now he know himself and know God, who God is. He also know others.
他没有拒绝啊，你不能说他在一次一次拒绝神，没有啊，他没有拒绝，他只是在，他有问题啊。
We cannot say he refused the calling from God. Mary, can we state that? He had questions.
他说他们必不信我。
He answered, "What if they do not believe me?"
也不听我的话。
Nor listen to what I say.
他们必说神没有向你显现呢。
They may say the Lord did not appear to you.
这应该是事实啊。
This may be a fact.
神没有说你没有去，你怎么知道？乱讲去，神没有这样子。
God did not say well, how do you know since you're still here?
神没有说你想太多了，你把别人都想坏了。
Nor God say that you overconsiderate the issue, you the always thinking to the worst side.
神好像默认了。
God seems to accept that fact.
这时候神问他。
But here God asks him in return.
神也是应该这样问我们。
God also asks each one of us.
这是在事工的真正开始，是从第三步开始的。
The truly service is start from the third set of questions.
他晓得别人不信不听。
He believed the other will not believe him, will not listen to him.
神就问他说，你手里是什么？
God asked him, what is that in your hand?
他说，是杖。
A staff, he replied.
这根杖是他四十年来牧羊的杖。
This staff he had been used for 40 years to be a shepherd.
这样的杖太多了，几千万只啊，在历史上。
Throughout history, this kind of staff had millions.
这是牧羊杖，不是国王的权杖。
It's not the staff of the king, scepter of the king, but a shepherd's staff.
接下来神要给他两个神迹。
And follow that, God gave him two miracles.
第一个
，one
就是把他的牧羊杖变成神的杖。
was make this the staff or the shepherds become the staff of God.
这根杖是他带来的。
This staff that is he brought with him.
这根杖是他那个时候代表他的身份的杖。
This staff represents who he is at that moment.
但是神让他成为行神迹的杖。
God have turned a staff into a staff of miracle.
神不但把他手中的杖变成神的杖。
Not only God turned the staff of Moses into God's staff.
更重要的。
Most importantly.
是他拿着这个神的杖的这个手要变成神的手。
The hand he hold on to the staff become the hand of God.
我们看接下来这是两个神迹。
There's two miracles in together.
杖变成神的杖。
A staff become the God's staff.
接下来他的手放到怀里面长大麻风出来就好了。
Then he put his hand into his, the clothes, under his clothes, and turned out to be the leprosy, then pulled it out, it turned, returned to normal.
他这个手是带着神迹的手。
And his hand now carried a miracle.
被神改变过的手。
That had been transformed once by God.
如果他只有他杖变了，他的手还是属手的话，这根杖他的手里完了。
If merely his staff changed into God's staff, not his hand, he merely have done.
所以神这边跟他说，这是两个神迹。
So God told him there's two miracles.
第九节
，verse nine.
这是让那些不信的人能够相信的两个神迹。
And this is a two miracle that you can show to those unbelief.
所以摩西开始，我们来看第十七节，第四章十七节。
We turn to the chapter 4, verse 17.
接下来神迹完之后，第四、第五回合我们就不谈了哈，我们可以自己看。
As you can read about the fourth and fifth, the sets of conversation between God and Moses.
这整个故事的结局就是第十七节。
As a conclusion of this back and forth is verse 17.
你手里要拿这杖，好行神迹。
But take the staff in your hand, so you can perform miraculous signs with it.
他现在用着。那个有神迹的手拿着神的杖，行神迹的杖。
Now he used the hands of miracle, hold on to the miraculous sign, the staff that can perform miraculous signs.
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
二十节记载他回埃及去了。
It record he returned to Egypt.
重新回到他四十年前逃出来的那个地方。
He returned the land that he fled away 40 years ago.
四十年之前。他在那边侍奉了一天，打死一个人的那个地方。
That's a place of 40 years ago. He served our Lord one day and ran away.
这次回去不一样了。
This is different as he returned.
这边记载的说他回那边去，他手里我们看二十节的最后。
Let's read verse 20.
摩西手里拿着神的杖。
And he took the staff of God in his hand.
从此之后，摩西的杖成为神的杖。
From that moment on, the staff of Moses became the staff of God.
摩西的手成为显神迹的手。
And his hand became the hands of miracle.
因为他的手是带着神迹的手。
For his hand carried a miracle with him.
他的手是被改变过的手。
Thus his hands has been transformed.
他回去了。
He returned.
我们看看。原本是在米甸旷野中牧羊的杖。
As the staff had been used in the wilderness of Midian for shepherding.
原来是牧羊人的手。
The hands of shepherd.
现在成为行神迹的手，成为行神迹的杖。
Now become the hand and staff that perform miracles.
那这根杖就成为摩西服事的杖。
And this staff become the staff that Moses served the Lord with.
那我们继续看下去。
It will continue to read forward.
这根杖在行神那个十大神迹中是扮演着很重要的角色。
We found this staff has played an important role for the 10 miracles.
这个杖是刑罚罪恶的杖。
This is also the staff that punished the evil.
我们再看那个出埃及记十四章的时候。
As we read it, Exodus chapter 14.
神将那这个故事我们都很熟了。
We all pretty familiar with these stories.
神将那举手伸向海伸杖，也是用手伸杖。
As here, so the Lord asked him.So stretch forth his arm with a staff toward the sea.
在没有路当中
As there's no way to, the, no road exists anymore.
这根杖打出一条干路从海中通过。
This staff opened a dry land through the sea.
所以这根杖是救赎百姓脱离埃及的救赎的杖。
So this staff become the staff that saved the people away from Egypt.
这是救恩的杖，是拯救的杖。
It also is the staff of salvation.
我们看出埃及记第十七章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 17.
一节到第七节。
Verse 1 to 17.
没有水了。
They are the thirst for water.
百姓在那边争闹，在那边化验员。
The people complain.
他的这根行神迹的杖打出水来。
And with the staff, the rock broke out with water.
救了活命。
Save the people from thirst.
止住争闹。
They stop the strife.
这是服事的杖，有权柄的杖。
This is the authoritative staff, also a staff of service.
我们再看十七章第八节以下。
Let's read verse 8 onward from chapter 17.
这个我们已经自己，我看你们自己讲到讲过好几遍了。
也
听过可能十几遍的道。
I believe you have used this passage many times in your sermon. Also, you have listened to others express through this passage.
是说敌人自己来攻打吗？敌人来了。
Here's an enemy come to attack them.
就说摩西。他已经老练了。
Moses of very skill and truth.
他直接就对耶稣亚说了。
He plainly told Joshua.
你去迎战。
Go and oppose them.
然后接下来很重要的。
Next thing is very important.
他说明天我手里要拿着神的杖，所以这根神的杖一直跟着他。
So here it says, tomorrow I will stand on top of the hills and hold the staff of God in my hands.
他上山去，手里是拿着神的杖。
He went up the hill, but carried the staff of God.
不要忘记他举手，对不对？
We should not forget. He raised his hand.
我们常常忘记了，我们没有看见他手里拿的杖。
We only remember he raised his hands, but we forgot the staff he hold.
杖在他手里。
The staff is in his hand.
他举手，杖在他手上。
That he raised up his hands with a staff in his hand.
是不是因为这样子说才会容易酸呢？我就不知道了。
I'm not sure whether it's because the holding the staff make him sore earlier.
但是看下来是他举手，不要忘记，光举手是不是有用我都不知道。但是至少在这里他手上有杖。
I'm not even sure if merely he raised both hands emptied.Well, that took same effect, but we truly know he hold God's staff in his hand and raised it up.
所以这根杖是完全得胜的杖。
And this is a staff of triumphant.
在举手当中举起的杖。
While he raised his hand, the staff was raised.
我们看，这是摩西那根牧羊杖。
This is the same staff Moses had used to be a shepherd.
这是神赐给他的。
This is the same step that God has given.
神让他转变了生命的转变的这个。
That God has changed his life.
神要改变你。
God today wants to change you.
其实神老早改变我们了。
Truly, God already started working on us many years ago.
我们手上也应该有这根杖。
We should have the same step in our hand now.
我们再来看另外一根杖，亚伦的杖。
Let's look at another step.
我们看民数记十二章。
Numbers chapter 16.
十六章，这是在走天国路，或是他们在走旷野路，一个变数啊。
Numbers chapter 16 is a turning point on their journey in the wilderness.
他们没想到。
They did not anticipate this.
有很多人解释说，这是内乱，这是那个就是领导权的争夺战。
Some described it as a fight for the control and leadership.
其实不是的。
But neither was true.
但是可以很让人很痛心的是，其实只是他们家族了，祭司家族的乱。
But this is a very heartbreaking event for this strife that all happened within the priesthood family.
其实可拉党跟那个摩西他们是堂兄弟啊，你把他家谱看看，他们都堂兄弟，他们都同族的，他们都是利未人哦。
If you read the genealogies, found out the Korah and his.Again, they are the same, almost like a cousin to the Moses.
在四十年的旷野里面，没有一次这个变动，那变乱像这次这么大的。
And throughout the 40 years in the wilderness, nothing have such huge and such impact like this.
这次神要把全民全部把他杀死。
During this event, God will strike down every single one.
神只是叫说摩西亚伦里面走开，全民要让他死掉。
God had told Moses and Aaron, depart from the people so he can strike them down.
这是事件之后。
This is aftermath of the event.
他们所要的那些那可拉党所要的就是说我们也要来献祭了，也要带领了，我们什么老是神跟你讲话也不跟我们讲话了。
What Korath was complaining is, why God only talk to you and Aaron, why not talk to us? We want to have a part to be a priest, offer a sacrifice. They are very crafty. They have mobilized the people in the, as their backup.
看第三节，如果在当时用选票的话，他们一定是高票当选。
Read verse 3. If at that time it's a democratic society, they probably have been voted into the office.
经过了这个可拉的这个辩论之后
，After this event，
我们看十七章
，Read chapter 17。
就说神对那个摩西说了
，God instructed Moses。
因为既然有怀疑
，Since there is doubt，
谁来当祭司
？Who should be the priest of God？
他说，每个人每族呢取一根杖。
So say the from take one staff from each leader of each tribe。
那每一那个族的那个族长呢，就把他们名字写在上面。
And write the name of each man on his staff.
那十二根杖就放到神的，我们看第四节哈。
So this 12 staff was put into, in like verse 4 recorded.
你要把这些杖存在会幕内法柜前，就是我与你相会之处。
To place them in the tent of meeting in front of the testimony where I meet with you.
是放在法柜前面的。
That this was put in front of the tabernacle.
那法柜之前是神人交接那个相会之地，神跟摩西相会之处。
Right in front of the ark is where God met Moses.
好，那这根杖放进去了。
The staff was put in there.
看第八节。
Verse 8.
第二天。
Next morning.
谁知道呢
？Who know what will happen？
人不知道。
No one knows。
只有神知道。
But God。
这是神的拣选。
That's a selection of a God。
神的选择。
That's His choice。
在十二个支派里面，他要选一个。
Out of the 12 tribes, He will pick one。
并不是说神特别爱这个，我爱那个。
Not necessary. God preferred this than others。
十二个支派都是神的选民啊。
All 12 tribes are chosen ones。
但是神要。有一个立子的职分
but he had,
要他特别这个支派来服侍他
but he has a unique the assignment to select one particular tribe to serve him
这个不像这个可拉党这个动作不像可拉党心里面所想的
this is way different than what Korath and his party wish
可拉党的人在十六章第三节是说 你们为什么至高超过神的会众呢
and on theOn chapter 16, verse 3, the Korath called upon them, you are gone way too far and beyond and above the Lord's assembly.
其实不是的，没有超，不是的，都是一样的，都是神的选民。
But they all equal, they are chosen ones of the Lord.
你看第四节，那个摩西就趴地上了。
So verse 4 in chapter 16, Moses heard this and fell face down.
神要人来服侍他。
God wants man to serve.
特别来服侍他。
Especially him to serve.
这个是有职分。
This is a duty.
但是从这职分显出来是什么呢？
Of what comes with this duty?
他的杖要发芽。我们再看回来第十七章第八节。
That his staff must be budded as a recording in the chapter
要生花。
And there will flower bloomed.
开并且开了花。
Not only bloomed,
并且要结了那个熟杏
but also produce almond.
这四个过程在一夜之间发生了。
And all this process happened in one night.
这是不可能的。
It is impossible.
用神用这样子来证实说，这个亚伦的这个职分是神所立的。
So God used this to point out that the duty assigned to Aaron is God given.
相对的，也对亚伦有这意思。
Also, provide a confirmation to Aaron.
要从你的杖要生芽、开花，并且结果。
That from your staff, it will sprout, bud, and bloom, and produce fruit.
并且这根杖不是握在你手里啊。
And this staff is not holding in your hand.
不可忘记的，这根杖是永远放在神法柜前面。
We should remember this. This staff was always kept in front of the ark.
我们再看下去哈。
As we continue,
结果他们看到真的亚伦呢被神所拣选的得到这个职分了。
Truly, the witness is that Aaron was selected by God for this duty.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
主吩咐摩西说，把亚伦的杖还放在法柜前，给这些叛逆之子留作记号，这样你就使他们向我发的怨言止息，免得他们死亡。
The Moses said to the Lord said to Moses, "Put back Aaron's staff in front of the testimony to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me, so that they will not die."
我们被选做神的工人。
Today we was chosen to be the worker of God.
这种职分。
It is a sign.
在你的杖应该发芽。
You should have a staff that budded.
要生的花苞，要开花，要结果。
That sprout and have budded and bloomed and produce fruit.
这个事也是有证据。
This should be an evidence.
证实说你是被神所立的，有这个职分生，有这样职分的一个人。
To confirm that you have been chosen for the job.
但是你这个职分不是拿在你手上。
However, this job is not, the title is not holding on your hand.
不是挥动你的职分，说我是因为我是我怎么怎么，所以你要怎么怎么。
Not using the, our duty assignment as our the power to lord over others.
你的职分是放在神面前的。
Our the duty is set in front of God.
不是掌在你手里的。
It's not holding in our hand.
有特殊的职分，也有特殊的惩罚。
And with a special assignment that we received, that come with a unique punishment.
摩西两个儿子。
Two sons of Moses.
一天被火烧了。
One day they burned.
他们正在献祭的时候，他们正在服侍的时候。
During they offer sacrifice, during they provide service to the Lord.
我们看第二十章。
Chapter 20.
这根杖，因为这根亚伦的杖。
Because of this rod, the staff from Aaron.
让摩西跟亚伦死在旷野。
It made Moses and Aaron die in the wilderness.
他这根职分的杖让他们死在旷野。
Because of the staff, they both died in the wilderness.
我们来看二十章。
Chapter 20.
再一次的，又没水了。
Once again, they run out of water.
这时候神跟他们说。
Now the God instructed them.
因为我们只讲杖了，我们不讲石头，不讲其他的了。
We only talk about staff, not talk about the stone.
第八节神说：“你拿杖去。
”Verse 8, the Lord told him to take the staff.
跟你的哥哥召集会众，并且吩咐那个磐石出水出来。
And you and your brother Aaron gathered the assembly to get a speak to the rock before them.
他们去拿了什么杖
？Which rod did they pick？
我们看第九节
，Verse 9。
于是摩西照主所吩咐的，从主神面前取了杖去。所以他拿的这个杖就是那个亚伦发芽的那根杖，因为只有这根杖。在神的法柜前面呢。
Verse 9 says, "So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence. That's only the staff that been preserved in front of the Lord. That's the staff of Aaron."
所以这根杖他一打了。
So he uses the staff, strike the stone.
打破了他们进迦南的这个美好的这个盼望。
With a strike, broke the hope they entered the land Canaan.
亚伦死了。
Aaron died.
摩西一再求神啊，拜托了，过去看看就好。看一眼就死了，也没有关系了。
Moses keep on asking God to let him to take a look at the land of Canaan, even just a peek.
神跟他说：“罢了。”
God say, "Let it be."
不要再求了。
Do not ask again.
我们是好朋友啊。
We are good friends.
神跟他是好朋友，你再求那伤感情。
God with him is a good friend. The more ask, the harder you ask, make the friendship even harder.
但神也是对他很好了。
But God treated him very nicely.
圣经没有一个人值得被神当导游来想当向导的，只有摩西一个人。
There's no one in Bible being selected by God as a guide.
虽然他没有进去。
Even though he did not enter the land of Canaan.
神自己当向导。
But God be he's a personal guide to the land of Canaan.
生命记最后一章。
The last chapter of Deuteronomy.
神这好像用神迹啊，神指给他看，从北到南。 几百公里了，神都指得出来让他看。
Almost like a miracle that God can point and guide Moses through the land from south to north, several hundred miles.
所以他的结局是这么好。
Yeah, the ending of Moses is so wonderful.
但是摩西不能进埃及，不能进迦南，也可以留在我们的内心留下一个小小的遗憾。
But Moses was forbidden to step in the land of Canaan. That was a regret.
就是这根杖。
It's all because the staff he chose.
神给我们这两根杖。
God had given us two staffs.
摩西的杖。
A Moses' staff.
是行神迹的杖。
Which is a staff that performs miracles.
它是从牧羊杖变成神的杖。
It's turning from the staff of shepherd into the staff of God.
是他从他本来有的带过来的。
That he had carried what he had.
就好像你有的带到神面前，神把你转换。
Just like you bring your skill in front of God and God has transformed it.
这是恩赐的杖。
Is become a staff of mercy.
神今天选我们当他的工人。
Today God has selected us as His workers.
不要以为我们比别人好。
Let's not think we are better than others.
你比别人漂亮吗？
We don't consider ourselves.
有钱吗？有财吗？
Nor consider we are richer or wealthier than others.
全不是的。
It is not.
神要我们的。
What God has asked for.
反而是在神面前行出那个结出果子来。
But only God asks is we bear fruit in front of Him.
但是也小心。
We better be careful.
你的职分可能让你不能进迦南的这根杖。
Our assignment may not forbid us to enter the land of Canaan.
现在神要把这两根杖都赐给我们。
Now God willing to give these two staffs to us.
神绝对不会让我们空手的来。
God will not let us face the world empty-handed.
我们需要神的这两根杖。
And we need these two staffs.
我们不要人的两把刷子。
We do not need the skill based from man.
愿神把这两根杖在我们明显的赏赐给我们。
We ask the Lord to give this two step to us very obviously.